this morning, I sat down and I opened my bulletin and I found that I had the children's story. Actually, I was ready for it, but I'd completely forgotten it. So it is nice to have the bulletin. This story I told 20 years ago, and so some of you may have heard it. None of you are 20 years old, are you? I'm okay. Pastor Johnson was feeling ecstatic. That's wonderful in their language. He had had a wonderful series of meetings with his new church. Now, you know, sometimes a new church, they come and they don't have to give offerings or anything. The whole thing is set up for them. And so he was trying to teach them, you can be a part of the program yourself. And so as he had his parents' meetings going, he was taking up offerings. And at the end of his series of meetings, he had, and this was in Peru, where they don't have a lot of money, he had $600. $600 is a lot of money. And he had that money in his jacket pocket, and he was headed to the conference, the next city over, to give the offering to them. He was feeling so good. As he hitched up the buggy to the mule, he was singing. He had his nice jacket on and everything. As he sat down on the buggy, he took off, and this was one of the best days of his life. And as he went along, he saw a hitchhiker out there. That guy was an old, dungy-looking guy, but you know what? He was feeling so good, he stopped the buggy. The guy wanted a ride, so he got on. Well, he was still feeling so good, he decided to tell this guy exactly what had happened. And as he told him about the ministry that he had and how happy he was and how he had gotten $600, and he patted his pocket, and the man smiled, but it wasn't the kind of smile you wanted to see. This man was smiling, and the next thing he said was, I'll take that $600. Whoa. Well, I thought God was supposed to take care of you. What happened? The man was a robber. And as he stood there, the pastor had to reach into his pocket. And the money that he was going to give the conference, he had to hand it to the man. The man took it. He put it in his dungy pocket. And as he stepped out of the buggy, he looked back up and he said, well, that's really nice clothes you've got there. I'll take that too. Now the pastor really, I mean, what could go wrong? What's worse than this? And he had to take off his nice, beautiful jacket. But the robber, he was not a really bad guy now, was he? He gave the pastor his old jacket. Now the pastor had his old jacket. And as he went to the conference now, there was no singing at all. And all the way he was wondering, what was he going to say to the conference office when he got there and they found out that he'd been robbed on his way in, that he was foolish enough to pick up a hitchhiker, that the man had stolen the $600. He couldn't think of anything very good to say. Finally, he got to the conference office, and he slowly walked up, and finally, he had to knock on the door. They came to the door, and he went in. He asked to talk to the head. And as he sat down there, he really looked dejected. And he began by telling what had happened, the $600. And finally, he says, and I put it in my pocket here, and he reached into his pocket, and whoa, he felt something in his pocket. And he pulled it back out. It was the $600. The thief had put the $600 in his old jacket pocket. And when he took off the old jacket and gave it to him, he got his $600 back. But wait a minute, there was something else there too. And he pulled it out. It was $580 more that the thief had stolen from somebody else. God does take care of us, doesn't he? Now he had enough money to buy himself a new suit. He had $580 that the man had left in the jacket pocket. And you know what? He was back to singing again. God does take care of us, doesn't he? And sometimes in mysterious ways. You can go back to your seats now.